Paul Tait is a liturgical songwriter, musician, and vocalist. His songs appear in numerous hymnals, and he has recorded several CDs. And Paul is my guest this morning on Catholic Forum. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Bob.
First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, Bob, I come originally from Fairfax, Virginia, was born there, and moved to Georgia when I was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. So I consider myself a Southerner, good old Georgia boy, and I've been writing liturgical music since about 1995. Really came to discover that I had that inside of me when I was in college. And so then when I graduated, I started writing more songs that were specifically geared toward liturgy. Not so much pop songs with religious words, but actually ritual music, things we can use at liturgy. And then in 1993-94, I attended a MPM composer school with Marty Haugen and Tom Connery, and showed them some of my earliest liturgical writing. Got their critiques, some of which were positive, some were not. Mm-hmm. You know, we're always growing, Bob. And eventually submitted some music to publishers. Some pieces got rejected, and then finally, after a while of submission, World Library Publications out of Chicago said, hey, we like your stuff. We want to sit down with you and talk about building a relationship with you. Mm-hmm. So World Library was the first company that took an interest in me and kind of fostered my growth as a beginning liturgical composer.
Now, when you sit down to write a liturgical song, you have to always keep in mind that this is going to be sung by the average Joe and Jane out in the pews, and you can't make it too difficult. And so you really have to have a different mindset than if you were writing something
just for myself.
Just for yourself, you
know? Oh, absolutely. And that's a lesson I had to learn.
Yeah.
Tom and Marty even taught me from the very beginning at that composer's school that I attended. I used to write at the piano all the time. So a lot of my right-hand licks were very, what's the word? They were just very, a certain style, and mm-hmm. it was very me. Mm-hmm. And I had to learn to turn that off, that you're right, that I have to write with the community in mind. And all different levels of musicianship. There are going to be some churches that only have one keyboardist and one cantor. And maybe if they're lucky, they have a flute player or another person to harmonize. So everything can't be fully orchestrated, can't be SATB plus descant. You have to think about what we have as Catholics in there to mm-hmm. work with. Mm-hmm. And so I learned that lesson early on. And I think as I do more and more liturgical writing, I get better and better mm-hmm. at that, creating pieces that are singable, tuneful, even by just a single voice and a single accompanying instrument.
Tell us a little bit about some of the songs that you've written. It's probably not fair to ask you about some of your favorites, but how about some of the songs that are the most popular?
Well, off of my my latest recording with World Library Publications is called Rejoice. And it's a wide variety of liturgical music. Some are just written by myself. Some are co-written by some wonderful other writers. Deanna Light and Paul Burrell are some great collaborators that I work with. One in particular that I'd like to talk a little bit about is a piece I did not write on the Rejoice collection. It's called Firm Foundation. And it's a real upbeat, up-tempo gathering song that I first heard on a CD called Women of Praise. And it's just this group of Christian women who sing praise songs to God. And it's published by Integrity Hosanna. And when I first heard the song, I was like, wow, we should be doing this music at liturgy. Mm-hmm. It's very uplifting. It's immediately accessible. And it's great for all ages. Even though it's upbeat, you would think, wow, this is for teenagers or for young people. But I did it at my parish with a lot of older folks, too, and they just really get into it. They love the energy, Firm Foundation.
Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I know I can stand secure. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I put my hope in your holy word. I put my hope in your holy word. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I
Any other songs that you particularly like? Or?
Oh, sure. One of my own creations, Take and Eat This Bread, it's a new piece for communion. And it's very melodic. It's based, it's in the warm key of D flat, which is one of the warmest keys to play and sing in. And on this recording, it features a wonderful flute obbligato by Sabrina Kumar. She's a wonderful flautist from North Carolina. And it's just a great song for communion.
Take and eat this bread, this is my body. Take and drink this cup, this is my blood. When you do this in remembrance of me.
There's another one called Run From You, which I co-wrote with a young person. Actually, it was someone that was a former student of mine. I used to teach at a Catholic high school in Atlanta, and he was a baritone in the choir. And we hit it off. And after he grew up, graduated, went on to college, he now has his degree, and he's a musician just like myself, works in a parish, Mr. Paul Burrell. And we wrote this song and sang it together. It's called Run From You. It just talks about the struggles that we all go through running away from God.
Mm-hmm. Every night I lie awake, I just can't fall asleep. Can't get past my worst mistake, so I turn to count and sheep and pray my soul to keep. Every night I pace the halls, a prisoner of my fear, and running scared I climb the walls, and still I'm stuck right here, where nothing's coming clear. And so I run from you, like I always do. You keep on calling me back, 'cause you know my heart, every hidden part, my secret place inside. There's nowhere I can hide, and still I run from you.
Where do you get the inspiration for your music? Is it, do you sit down and say, okay, now I'm going to write an entrance hymn or a communion song? Or how's the process work?
It's different for every piece of music. There are times when you say, gosh, we do need a new entrance song, and we need a new going forth song. You get tired of singing just holy, 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 or the same hymns over and over again. So, yes, sometimes there is a specific goal. But what I often do, Bob, is open up the Bible or go to my lectionary and see which scriptures are coming up for the day and see how they're tied together and see if I can take those scriptures and bring them to life in a new song.
Mm-hmm.
I write because it's what God wants me to do.
Yeah.
I'm not particularly good at anything else. Mm-hmm. Music has always been a place that I went to
to feel comfortable, to feel good about myself, to feel what gifts that I have to bring. Mm-hmm. And earlier on in my life, it was different areas of music. It wasn't liturgical music, whether it was pop music or musical theater. I was active in that in high school. All these things help to form you and shape you. And as I grow older and as my faith deepens, I don't feel as compelled to do these other aspects of music. I still do a little bit of pop and musical theater on the side. Mm-hmm. But I really feel most at home when I'm praying liturgical music. And I think that God has put these songs in me for a reason. And I think that as long as the songs keep coming, that's what I should do. Mm-hmm. And when the day arrives where the songs aren't there, or I feel like my faith isn't deepening and I'm not growing, then I need to do something else. But for the last 10 or 15 years, I felt very strongly called to do this. Mm-hmm. So much so that I've even left full-time parish ministry work to start touring the country and trying to bring my gift around to those who will have me, for whether it's conferences or parishes or whatever.
What are you working on now? Any particular new projects?
Yes, I've started a new relationship with GIA Publications, also out of Chicago. And they have released a new CD of mine called Seasons of Grace. It's a collection of instrumental piano music. I found that religious educators are crying out for things they can use in their classroom. Parishioners that I meet on the road really want something they can listen to when they're stuck in traffic, something that's going to calm them down, to soothe them, to bring them to a more quiet, restful place. So Seasons of Grace came out with GIA in 2004, and now in 2005, I'll be releasing another collection with GIA called Bring Us Home, and it's a collection of music for Lent and reconciliation.
Mm-hmm. Great. How can our listeners get more information about your music and maybe purchase some of the CDs that we've been mentioning?
There are several places they can go. For those who are active on the Internet, there are several different websites to check out. My World Library music you may find at WLPmusic.com. GIAMusic.com is where you go to find the GIA publications. And then I have my own publishing company that I've started. And it's called EpiphanyPublications.com. Mm-hmm. And there are several recordings there, solo piano, vocal pieces as well. Some more contemporary music is there. Mm-hmm. So if you go to that website, you can check that out. And there's always a good old-fashioned phone book stuff, too, where you can just look me up and call. You don't have to be Internet savvy.
Very good. Well, thanks so much, Paul Tate, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today on Catholic Forum. And continued success with your music.
Thanks, Bob.